This week we're going to open up with Sid's Poetry Slam Corner. It's Poetry Slam this season. The first of the series.
I'm excited. Let's hear it.
My drums. Players, they gonna play. Mm-hmm. And haters, they gonna hate. Ballers, they gonna ball. Shot callers, they gonna call. But here's the thing. That ain't got nothing to do with me or you. That's just the way it is. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. And let me guess, that's a original as well?
It's an original. I'm adding that to my poetry book coming out later this year. I think I'm going to call it Words with a Z.
Okay. Yeah. With a Z. Yeah.
With a Z.
Y'all heard it here first. Well, thank you, Sydney. That certainly relates to what we have watched here this week. So let's tell our listener homegirls what we watched this week.
Yeah. This week we tuned into Not to Be Played With. That's the title. Like, I'm also not to be played with, but Not to Be Played With. Released this year. Currently available to stream on Tubi. Directed by Barry Williams, written by Ed Caldwell Jr., and starring Ace Brown, Keisha Estridge, Brian Mack, and Jeremiah Smith.
All right, let's start the show.
The New Chitlin' Circuit.
Welcome back to the New Chitlin' Circuit, the only podcast dedicated to Black indies only. My name is Lex.
And I'm Sid.
And each week we watch a Black independent movie. Why? Because we love them. And this week we're going to get started like we do every episode with our 60-second challenge where I tell you the plot of the movie in 60 seconds or less. Then we get into our general thoughts. And after that, we walk through the movie. We just break it down scene by scene. What happened? Let's talk about it. And Sid, how do we end every review?
Each and every review. I was like slurring my words. I was wild.
We sound like we from Memphis. What we do with the
Crubin on Crubin. Like, what we're doing. Like, it was crazy.
Like, what's happening right now? Why are we slurring?
We've been away from home too long. That's what I think. Each and every week, myself and the board, we nominate someone for our highly coveted Who Came to Act Award. And at the end of this season, only one of those nominated actors will be crowned our Who Came to Act Award winner for season 5.
Well, let's get into it. Let's start with our 60-second challenge.
Yes, this week's challenge is brought to us by Keeley Williams. Let's go ahead and get started now.
Okay. Day is in Fayetteville, North Carolina. All right. And you got a man named Daryl who has... Okay. He's a slut. Okay. So he's just bouncing around woman to woman. Okay. Mm-hmm. He meets a woman. I'm trying, y'all. He's out on a date. It's very confusing. He's out on a date with Iggy Azalea. And then he meets another woman and tries to two-time him, except he doesn't realize that Iggy Azalea is a lesbian who is finna get divorced from her wife. And then so when he's dating the new girl, who also ends up messing with Iggy Azalea's ex-wife, Daryl gets caught up because he's stupid. He doesn't know what's going on. And all of these people think that Day is, could be me. And they end up messing with these women, and these women are not to be played with.
Wow. 2 seconds left on the clock. That was fantastic. Yeah.
Did I do it? Wow. I got the heart rate up.
You did the best with what you got.
What I got. Yeah, I'm excited to get into this one, mostly because I want to know what you think about it, Sydney.
Oh, I have some thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts.
Well, lock in, listener homegirl, because we're gonna hear about it.
Buckle your seatbelts wherever you are. Get ready for this wild ride.
Let's get on into our general thoughts on Not to Be Played With. Before we get into the review, want to take a second and shout out listener homegirl Alexis J, who left us a very kind 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. 5-star.
Five.
And she says, y'all should really do a review for The Blackening. Love this show. Love the reviews. And I'm laughing every Monday, crying emoji. Very sweet. We love that.
That's so kind. Wow.
And we love a suggestion, too. I haven't watched The Blackening yet. So have you seen it yet, Sid?
I've seen it like 3 times. I would still review it with you. I would love to.
See, I don't know. See, okay. That's got to be on the fence. Because we never watch things. We never review things we've already seen. I haven't seen it
yet. That's true. But that could be fun, though. Because you haven't seen it. And I've seen it like so many times.
You know what? We'll add it to the list. Thank you, listener homegirl, Alexis J. And if y'all want to get your comment read on the show, you know, you can go over to Apple Podcasts, leave a nice comment, 5-star review as well, because we love that. We appreciate it. And that type of love is how, you know, that's the fuel that keeps this show going. So thank y'all very much. Let's get back to the review. So, Sydney, what did you think of Not to Be Played With?
Long Negro sigh. That's how I would like to start this review. I have three bullet points, all ranging in like various topics, spectrums, whatever. The first point, this movie was about a lot, but then a lot about nothing. If that makes sense. So that's point number one. Point number two that we talked about on before we got into the review, the soundtracks like slapped. Shout out to the music. All the original songs on here slapped. And point number three, I don't know how you'll take this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I feel like as an ally, this movie made lesbians seem crazy as hell. And you might deserve some compensation for what was done to the community at the end of this movie, because that was crazy. I ain't never seen nothing like this before in my life projected on the big screen. So that's how I felt about this movie. Yes.
Well, that was concise. Me personally, I had fun watching
it. I'm glad one of us did.
I was confused. Movie runs for 1:15. I was confused for 45 minutes.
Absolutely.
I was confused for 45 minutes. But me personally, I feel as though that I'm being funny. I just feel like the way the movie ended for me.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that's good.
I can put my stamp on this one.
They ate that. I'm gonna give them a little one, because the whole movie I was like, okay, crazy. And like, what's going on? Like, why does she have a gun? Yeah. Like, what is this? And for me, the ending, that meta ending, really made me be like,
that was okay, not okay. I guess the ending was meta. Okay, sure, I'll give
it
that.
Was meta. It was meta. I was like, you got your little one. So okay. I'm not mad at it. And I would recommend the movie even.
Can I say who I'd recommend it to?
Yes.
Yes. If you enjoyed any of those like fake TV shows on Insecure, go ahead and watch this movie.
Yeah. What was it? Looking for
LaToya. LaToya. And SZA was LaToya. People just realizing that all these years later.
Yeah, this is exactly like that. Yeah.
Between that and what was the slavery one?
Due North. I remember.
Due North. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on through these scenes. I want to talk about what happened in the movie. Here on the New Chitlin' Circuit, we like to start with the opening scene of the movie. And this one opens up. I know I say this a lot. Sometimes I say like classic black movie opening. But this is a classic black indie opening.
It is also
opening,
classic. It is.
Where you have a couple. It's classic in two ways. One, you have a couple who is being intimate with each other in the bisexual blue and purple lighting. Are you familiar with why people call it bisexual lighting?
I am, because of the flag.
Yes. So the bisexual lighting you know, and they're getting intimate. Mm-hmm. That's already very, that's a staple in Black indies. Mm-hmm. And then it's also a staple because it's kind of like a record scratch. How did I get in, like in this moment?
Yeah.
It refers back to itself in the end.
It does.
So we see a man and a woman getting intimate, and then we see another woman come in with a blicky and it's gun. Just pow, 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 pow.
Pow.
Yeah. This is when a man like Dateline, a man comes up and goes and things end tragically. And that's what we have here on today's show. And that we realize we're watching a fake show.
Yes, yes. It's like a Negro you don't Twilight think that's creative? Zone.
That was fun.
I was in it still at this point. I said, "Oh, okay, interesting. Oh, let's see what's about to like. How do we get here? I'm always here for those kind of plots. Like, okay, how did we get here? Take me back.
Yeah,
I enjoy that.
So we see the TV show, the fake TV show, in, and then we look at a couple, Daryl, and I don't know this lady's name.
I called her Iggy Azalea in my notes. Also, I don't remember her name.
No, not the white girl. The white girl is Iggy Azalea. This is another lady. It's just a lady.
Yeah, I don't recall. Yeah,
just one of the ladies. There's a lot of hoe in this movie. It's a lot of men calling women.
There's a lot of hoe being thrown around in this movie. Yeah, you're right.
Daryl and one of his hoes is watching this TV show.
Are we going back? Honestly, I wouldn't be mad at it if we like, because I feel like, you know, let's bring back some of the old like derogatory slang. Let's bring back hoe. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, we gotta. What's funny about that is, to me, hoe is just, it's just a Black word. But
it is
nowadays. No matter how Black the word, white people are going to start saying it.
Oh, you're right, and that would ruin it for me. So never mind. Maybe let it lay.
I just imagine some white dude calling somebody a hoe. What?
First, that already just sounds racially tinged. If a white person were to call somebody a hoe, maybe we should just let sleeping dogs lie, because that would really make me upset.
I can. It's hurting you.
It's hurting me. Yeah, like if we were to bring back like Swoop, and then I hear a white man calling somebody a Swoop, I'm gonna be mad as hell about that. Because
I can hear that crystal clear. I live in Chicago, so when I go to the corner store on an evening night, you know, white boys are there in backwards baseball Cubs hats buying beer. And so I hear how they be talking, and I could very much imagine a Kyle sitting up there. I mean, she's just fucking Swoop, bro. She's really a nat when you think about it.
Oh, God. That just hurt my chest.
I can really imagine that. But he's a lot of hoes in this movie. He's sitting down with one of his hoes watching this TV show. And he goes, that couldn't be me. I wouldn't even be in that situation. Black men don't cheat. I don't cheat. I wouldn't cheat on you. And if I did, I wouldn't have him up in my house like that.
Right.
Okay.
Then he gets a text message.
And it's baby, soon as he I gotta lies. Go.
Right. Yeah. I gotta go. And you gotta leave too.
Right. Here come his jump off texting him. Yeah. And now he has a date with Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
Mind you, it's not Iggy Azalea. It's a white girl.
Wait, no. That's a different, these are different men. The man on the couch with homegirl talking, that's the meta part. That's who we see at the end of the movie, back on the couch. That's when we get into the TV show.
No, that's Daryl. Daryl says it. Daryl watches the show. Then he says that. And then we see this whole movie where he gets himself in that situation. And then he is now on the TV show. So now there's another Black man watching. That's why I said it was meta.
Okay. So it's just a cycle. Got it. Okay. They got me there. Because I'm back with you.
It, it was elevated.
Yeah. Okay. It went over me a little bit. Okay.
That's why we come here.
Yeah.
So as soon as Daryl sit up there and tell that lie that he don't cheat, jump off, text him. He goes on a date with Iggy Azalea.
Yes.
It's not Iggy Azalea, but I call her that because she's from down under.
Yeah. And she's a white woman. So Iggy Azalea. I don't know what else to tell you. I guess Margot Robbie, Australian. But I'll be forgetting that she's Australian.
Mm-mm. I fuck with Margot. She seemed fun.
And I fuck with Margot. She's like a cool girl.
She seemed like she could throw back some tequila. That's how.
Oh, for sure. Robbie. For sure. I like dance on top of a bar type throwback. Yeah. Like that's a good night with Margot, and she's paying for the tab. Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because of the Barbie movie, but she seems like she gives great drunk bathroom speeches.
Oh, for sure. I can see that.
And you know what? And you know what? You don't fucking have to put up with that.
With that shit. Yeah. You know, do you see how hot you are? Oh, look at yourself.
Your fucking, look at your tits.
God. Like, that's her.
I feel like she would really give a great bathroom pet she talk could. In the club.
Yeah. I can see that.
But that's neither here nor there. Shout out to Margot Robbie. So he's on a date with this white Australian girl, and he's just like, oh, you know, he's telling her about himself. He's a baseball sports agent, and he has all this stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop.
Yeah.
As soon as he leaves the date, he runs into an old friend from high school.
Who he got her, Pammy Whammy? He
starts flirting with. Pammy Whammy. Yeah. Pammy Yammy.
Uh-huh. Pammy Yammy.
You know, a girl named Pam.
Mm-hmm. And usually women named Pam, I find to be trustworthy, loyal, just really nice girls. I think this Pam, for the most part, you know, she fit in that category.
She won't love. This is a very typical caricature, like character type in these type of movies. I call this adultery drama. That's what I call like black indies where the whole plot is people cheat on people. You know, adultery drama.
I'm laughing because that's what I do with my Sims. I'll be creating adultery drama. Like, how far can I get with this?
I just got the mod where you could be like, I don't think that's my baby.
Oh, I've been had that one. You could question paternity.
Yeah, uh-huh. I just got
and then you
that
take
one.
Them to court. Yeah, that's a great mod.
Yeah, I'm fully on the dark side with the mods.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. So,
Courtney says I like to ghetto cosplay when I play Sims.
Me too, though. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I like to do all type of stuff. My Sims be drug dealer and a lawyer.
Yep. What? Absolutely. Absolutely. We're curing the stuff. Like, you got to come to the house, though, but I got a garage in the back. Do not knock on my door asking for product. Come around back. Mm-mm. You know better.
Come around the back.
Yeah.
So in these adultery dramas, there's always this character, like character type, where it's a woman who wants to be with a good man. And as soon as she gets with a man she likes, brain off. Yeah. Like instantly brain off. Yep.
Just dumb. And dumb.
Just dumb. And she's not even like a good or like good person, really. She do all type of shit. Yeah. Like, she do all type of scandalous stuff. But she just want to be in love so bad. That's Pam in this story.
Yeah, yeah. That's accurate. That's accurate. Yeah. He's doing all this while he got Iggy Azalea waiting for him in the car. And what we didn't mention is Iggy Azalea's wife, she like, stealthily shows up at the restaurant while they're still having dinner, snaps pictures and photos of them, and then, you know, sneaks her way back out the restaurant and heads home. So we gotta deal with that.
Just very
portion.
Sneaky. But they did not. Here's the thing. This movie's representation of lesbians is good and bad. Let me tell you why it's good. And then there's obvious reasons why it's bad.
Yeah.
The reason it's good is because this movie is set in a universe where most women are gay.
Every woman in this movie was gay. It wasn't most. Every woman in this movie was gay.
It goes unstated and unquestioned. Yeah. It's just like, obviously. Like, every woman flirts with another woman. And I'm like, oh, she gay too?
Yeah. Literally, gay? That's what I said. Oh, damn. She gay? Oh, Pam, you
everybody
gay too?
Everybody gay.
Oh, that's what I was about to say.
It's how I view the world. So really, to me, the right framing of this story is not, Daryl played with these women. The right framing of the story is, how did this man get caught up in this lesbian web of drama?
Like, web. It's not even a triangle. It's a web. You're right. Because it's like four different lesbians and he's in the middle.
Right. So, yes. Iggy Azalea's wife catches her with Daryl. So when Iggy gets back home, I don't remember the girl's actual
I don't remember that girl's name. So I'm calling her Iggy as well. Sorry.
Iggy gets back home and the wife, Mel, the wife is Melanie, is sitting there and she's like, where you been? And so she's just like ramping up this, like trying to get Iggy to go ahead and lie. Like, oh, I was at the university and
I was about to school.
No, you wasn't, girl.
I got you on candid camera.
Exactly. She pulls out the evidence. She started throwing shit. And that's, I didn't realize they was gay until Melanie goes, I've been sitting here slaving in the kitchen for you. And you, I said, oh, they gay. Oh, they gay. Okay. I thought this was just like, because you know, if you roommates with your homegirl and you, you clock her out with the nigga she said she wasn't going to be with. You know, I don't know. I didn't know if they were just being funny.
When she started throwing stuff, I said, oh, that's her woman. Oh.
They married. But they forgot to write in the script, like, hey, babe. Like, they
That's one of my critiques is was the dialogue. It just felt like it wasn't written for actual conversations. It was just words put together.
It was very much, because, you know, I've been dabbling in urban fiction. I had to take a break. I had to take a break because anybody who's listening, if you listen, if you watch, if you read urban fiction and you know Ashley Antoinette, her books, I was reading her books, the Butterfly series. She took the whole book to tell the main character something that we, the reader, been knew two books
been
ago.
Know?
Damn. Like, we've been know that. So, like, why don't you take... I didn't drag it. It's just drama, 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 shootout, shootout, cheating on him, cheating on her. And it's just, like, it's just too much, you know? Let's actually move the plot forward.
Yeah, anyway.
And that's what it gave, like, the type of dialogue was just like, oh, it sounds tough and it sounds cool to say that. So, say that. Things go left, though. For the lesbians, because Melanie takes it entirely all the way too far and starts beating on Iggy Azalea. And I was, whoa,
throwing glass. She broke like an ashtray over that girl's head. Ashtray, bitch.
Yeah.
I just had to get that out.
It was bad. I was like, oh my God, it just escalated.
It was violent. Yeah.
Yeah. So Iggy calls up Daryl, like, come help me, come help me. But Daryl doesn't answer. He just is done with her because he met Pam again. So
Pam.
Now he's on Pam.
Yeah.
We get a montage. They go together now. Daryl and Pam.
Yeah, real bad. They walk through the park. They're going on like little craft art dates. They're going to dinners. And then we finally in the montage and they're at an escape room date, which in my mind, personally, I would never do an escape room with a potential partner, because I know how I get, and I you know,
you do get like that.
And I get like that. Like I don't do well when I think somebody is like purposely being stupid or just like I perceive it as you being stupid.
Sydney, you are heterosexual. You need, this is a litmus test. You have to take him there, so one, he could be exposed to how competitive aggressive you get during game time.
Yeah, because I get very like, we're going to finish this. Like, I'm not going to be stuck here for 45 minutes and they come and unlock the room. I'm going home alone. Like,
so yeah, so, that's part of it. Yeah. But you also need to be able to see if he's the type of man who's going to sit up there and act stupid.
You're right. Or are you a problem?
You don't want to find that out when you move
You're right. In an actual, like, real life situation. That's true. Okay. Maybe that'll be a date. Take me to an escape room.
Yeah. Don't take no advice from me, though. I don't date niggas. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. So they go to the escape room, and this was kind of cute. I really liked, I was I thought this was well-timed, the comedy, because the escape mm-hmm. room coordinator was like, okay, here are the rules, blah, blah, blah. But they go in there, Daryl and Pam's ass, and they're not making progress. And they just being all mushy and woo-woo and talking about their feelings. And I was like, this coordinator is going to come get y'all.
Like, the clock is ticking. Okay, she told y'all, don't play around. 45 minutes and you're out. Like,
Yeah, so they go in to kiss each other, and the coordinator's like, uh-oh, what y'all doing? Time's up. Right. Y'all lost.
It's done. Next.
You failed.
You failed, literally. Anyway. Yeah.
So now stuff is starting to get mixed in, okay? Mm-hmm. Because they sitting up there having pillow talk, Daryl and Pam, and he asks her to move in with him.
Yeah.
What is happening? And she goes stupid. After dating
for like 2 months. Yeah.
And when she says what, like, for him to explain, he don't mention nothing about her feelings. He don't mention nothing about no commitment. He don't mention nothing about no money. Like, to me, move in with you. What's your lease terms?
Yeah.
How much you paying? Yeah. Are you, do you have a co-signer, or are you able to get this yourself? Like, what are you getting me into if I give up my apartment to live with you?
Mm-hmm.
None of that. He's just like, oh, it'll be fine.
It'll be like a long distance relationship because I'm not even here most of the time. That's not a selling point to get me to move in.
It's not a selling point. And he asked her that. Oh my God, I'm triggered. He asked her that to move in with him as they were sitting in his bed after she'd been over there giving him her body.
Yep.
And they sitting in his bed. He ain't got no fucking food in the house. So they eating ramen noodles. He didn't even order no Uber Eats.
Oh, they're eating ramen. You're right. They're eating cup noodle in the bed.
Are you dumb?
That's crazy.
Have you lost it?
Have you lost your mind?
You don't got an onion or a fuck you in that cabinet. You think I'm living here so I can do all of your shopping? So I can do all of your cleaning? You crazy as hell.
Oh God, you so right. But she thought it was so cute. She said, oh my God, it's just like college. Girl, grow up.
She thought all this shit was so cute.
Ew. Grow up. No.
Hell,
and it low-key was because they was in a full-size bed. A grown man with a full bed is just like an 18-year-old boy with a twin XL. It's the same difference. I'm sorry.
What Faye just say? Loser.
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 So I didn't like that for her.
Yeah. At all.
Now, we do see. Now, okay, boom. Put that on
and
ice.
She being played with for a movie to be called Not to be Played With. He playing with her at this point.
Pinocchio. What's this? The one with the
That's Pinocchio.
Puppets.
He a puppet.
That's Pinocchio.
The
puppeteer.
Yeah.
So, put that aside. Daryl goes back to his auntie house to go visit his family because he take care of them and he show up and all this stuff.
Yeah.
The auntie is having one of my favorite scenes in the movie. She's on the phone in the kitchen and that was the best dialogue in the movie. Is this phone conversation. We can only hear half of it. We can only hear the auntie. Mm-hmm. And the auntie's like, I went down up to the bingo. And she's sharing good news to the person.
Yeah.
But the good news is that she almost won at bingo.
Yeah.
And she's like, if what you call it didn't get B15, I would have had me a new
one. I would have had it. Well, that's how bingo works. Somebody else, if you don't.
Right. That's not news. Right. Then we spend the next 60 seconds of the film hearing her go, okay. All right.
Right.
I'll
talk to you later. Okay.
When my mama is on the phone with her sisters, that is exactly what I hear from the other room. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that scene.
That's a positive note. I like how you're pulling out the positives here because I came in very negative.
Yeah, I had a good time watching this. So the cousin comes over, and the cousin character was just kind of like comic relief. You know, he's funny.
He was. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy. The reason he gets connected into all of this is because he mentions, oh, yeah, man, I have a friend. You know, I was just helping her. She down bad, you know, nigga left her. She just got her stuff going on. So I'm just helping her. That's all. We come to find out this friend is Iggy. The same Iggy
that sleeping Darnell, on a bunk bed in that man's his cousin's place.
That's down terrible. Horrendously terrible.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, bunk bed or air mattress. I'll take the bunk bed. If it
oh, yeah, I'll take the, give me the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, give me the bed. Yeah.
Air mattress is just like, you really got to think about shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look at Lawrence. He was sleeping on Chad's floor on that air mattress. Mm-hmm. He got him an apartment and a job real fast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's what Isha should have done, you know, like when she was supporting him for 5 years, put him on an air mattress in the living room.
And that would have fixed it, huh?
I mean, it might have got him together. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, this is, okay. Iggy's down bad on the bunk bed. Daryl and Pam go together real bad. Now, here's where things just get, oh my God. That's why I call it adultery drama, because the only plot device is adultery. So Pam goes to work. She has this friend that works with her. And, you know, so she's at work at the, she works at some type of stove. She owns the stove. So in walks Melanie, who is Iggy's ex-wife, right? Melanie don't know who Pam is. Pam don't know who Melanie is. They just two ladies. And immediately, Pam starts flirting with Melanie.
Get to flirting. Yep. Can I and have that's your when I business go,
oh, everybody
card?
Gay.
Yes. So I said, wait, Pam, I thought she was with, oh, okay. All right, girl.
Yeah. She had no reason. Pam had no reason to be flirting with Melanie like that because, like,
She's supposed to be head over heels for Daryl. Yeah, like, that's your man, your man, your man. Yeah. I guess not.
Guess not. So she's flirting with Melanie, and they end up hooking up back at Pamela's house.
I hate to say it. I think I'm going to say why. It feels like, you know, like, okay, so like in Girlfriends, how in William's mind, all the girlfriends want each other. And like how that, like how that's just like how, like in the Mara Brock Akil universe, that's how men think. Like, oh, men think, oh no, you want each other, you just don't know it. In my mind, that's what the writer was going through while writing this. Like, oh, women just, they all just want each other. They just don't know it yet, is what I thought. That's why that happened.
Yeah. Probably so.
Yeah.
That happens. That's where the movie had me like, okay.
So what the hell gonna happen next? And
it doesn't stop. Daryl comes off from the plane. He got a crook in his neck. So then he goes to a massage parlor to get a massage. Melanie works at the massage parlor because we learned when she hooked up with Pam was massaging her down that she was a masseuse.
That's her trick. That's how she get. That's how she get him out their draws.
That's how she GTD. What is GTD, sir? What is it? Get the draws.
The draws.
That's how she gets the draws. So Daryl now is in Melanie's massage shop getting rubbed down. Melanie don't know who he is, and he don't know who she is.
Well, no, Melanie do know who he is, because that's why she's like, oh, because she recognizes him.
Oh, that's why she had to blink.
She recognizes him after, like, oh, this the dude who was with my ex, Iggy. Let me massage him. I got it. So she did clock him at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she went and contemplated shooting him because she brought her gun to work.
To her place of business. Yeah.
What the fuck? Now,
I'm going to recreate this exact story with my Sims. And I'm going to let you know how it plays out.
Please. Because it's a perfect Sim story. It is.
It is.
So, all right. Now we have this bam. Daryl goes back home to Pam. They trying to hook up, rah, rah, rah. Pam confesses that she hooked up with a lady named Melanie. And, you know, she told her, hey, I can't do this. That's just me being honest with you, Daryl. Daryl is unfazed. He's like, oh, okay. You know, maybe you should call her.
Call her up.
I don't want to deny you. You know, maybe we could do something together. which is just like horror show. Like,
it's a horror show.
If I hook up with a woman and we flirt and everything's going good, we hooking up, and then she says, "Wait, I can't do this. I have a boyfriend." I'm like, "Whoa, that's, why you ain't say that? I wouldn't have did
right,
all this."
Right.
And then she calls me 2 days later talking about, "Do you want to come fuck my boyfriend?" I would show up and beat her ass. We fighting you and him.
See, why are you that's on my the one through your mind. What went through my mind was, "Oh wow, I thought there were more like stealth ways to ask somebody if they want to like swing with you." Like, in my mind, you would like play like mint condition, like, "You see me swinging," or something. I don't know. Like, there has to be, is there not a code word for like, you want to swing?
That's why my reaction was different. Because in my experience as a queer person, I'm told, this is not an exaggeration. I'm getting mad. Oh. This is not an exaggeration of how bisexual women and a scary looking boyfriends act when they want somebody to do a threesome with them. That specific couple type where the woman is like being like treating her bisexuality as like a treat for her man. They are unstoppable and absolute menaces. Those type of couples, you can be on you could tell Bumble.com or Tinder.com, I'm a woman, I like women, gay, and they will show you one of these sneaky ass women who want you to try and fuck their boyfriend. They are like that. I'm telling you.
Dang.
So they do not ease it in. They do all that type of shit like
predatory.
This.
I don't ain't like it? That. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So we hate it. So Pam calls up Melanie to get this party started. And Melanie's amenable to it. Because she wants to show up and make drama.
Yeah, she does. She's full of drama.
Yeah. She shows up. But where things were nobody expected it to go this way. Is Tony, the cousin, has brought Iggy. Because Iggy saw a picture of Daryl and wants to, quote unquote, meet Daryl. Even though she already knows him. And so now we have playthrough, play scene. You have Iggy, Melanie, Pam, and Daryl all in one room. And Melanie done already shot Daryl.
Yep.
And for some reason, Iggy got a gun.
Yep.
Where'd she get a gun from?
Who knows?
And that is how Daryl Washington died. And then we get the credits of the TV show. And the man's like, "And that's the riveting tale of Daryl Washington."
And then the Negro Twilight Zone.
I love that. And the closing scene is another man sitting with his girlfriend watching Daryl's story and going,
"Play out. Mm-mm,
couldn't be me. I wouldn't cheat on you. That's
black man, don't cheat. I wouldn't do that to you." And then he gets
so it's
a text.
Meta.
Yeah. Now, for that reason, clever. Yeah. Everything else, now that you put it as, what did you say? Adultery drama?
Yes.
In that lens, I enjoyed it. A good adultery drama, I can sit back and I can watch and enjoy in that lens. So,
okay. I'm satisfied with that because I thought the ending was really creative, like the premise of the movie. And it made Daryl, this like web and stuff like that, it made it more passable to me because it's like, that is how them Dateline shows be. You'd be like, "It is. Now, how did they know each other though?"
Yeah.
You know?
And she just killed him like that? Dang.
Wow. Yeah. You know? So I fucked with it. I thought it was creative and fun. And that's how I feel.
Well, shout out to adultery drama. The new genre that we've created here on the New Chillin' Circuit. You heard it here first.
Please jot that down because that's going to keep coming
get,
back up.
We should get a Twitch account and we should just live stream our Sims.
Yeah?
That could be fun.
You know I don't know how to set up no Twitch.com. How do you, is that, I feel like we dating ourselves. Do people still use Twitch or they use other streamers?
Yeah. Stuff? People use Twitch streaming all the time platforms. Still. That's what that little boy be on. What's that little boy who caused that riot in New York?
Somebody caused a riot.
Yeah, girl, he goes, Kai, him, little short little boy with the locks. Yes, him. Oh, he caused a riot.
I don't understand
him. He be on Twitch.
Oh. Yeah. I don't understand him.
I don't get the appeal. But that's just for the kids. So I feel like our parents didn't. Why was I watching U streams with Justin Combs and his friends at 12 years old?
Yeah. I mean, so, I had a strong flashback in the fallout of Megan Thee Stallion's Hiss, because Nicki Minaj was going live on like a Ustream type of app. And so I clicked it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is like 2009 all over
it
again.
It is. All over again.
Wow. This is exactly... Yeah. She didn't recognize it as a full circle moment between me and her.
She didn't. No, she didn't. She was on a 72-hour binge of some sort. She didn't. That's what was going on. She was on a fucking... Yeah.
Ooh. And the only thing she was messing up was herself.
Yeah.
It's sad to see. Yeah, maybe we should do that, because I find if you like adultery drama, you would love what I do with my Sims.
My Sims, because they be going through it. Take him to court, girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Get your child support.
Get him for all his money. Do you have the divorce mod?
I sure do. Because then I got to do visitation days. With the kids. Yep.
And mine is like, you file a divorce and you got to wait like a day or two for the papers to come in and you sign them together. Yep. But then you have to go to mediation to see how much money one is going to give the other. And you're not in control of that. So you can, I went one time, bitch wiped me out. I didn't know that button could do that. I didn't know that I thought I could choose how much money to give her.
Damn, that she wiped
every dollar I had. It's a good mod.
I just had one where my Sims had a baby through a surrogate.
Interesting.
But the one who didn't want the baby is now cheating. So I'm gonna try and see how that's gonna play out in court.
Shit. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, they gotta.
Yeah,
I just, the mods really make it.
They do.
Yeah,
Sims is cute, but you gotta have some mods to make it interesting.
You gotta put the mods on.
Yeah.
Well, that is not to be played with, Sydney. I want to ask you, who came to act?
This week's Who Came to Act nominee, I would also like to put in the bucket for later on down the season as a nomination for our most deranged character. She did a fantastic job playing a deranged person. I'd like to nominate Miss Aneka LaRobin, who played Melanie, for this week's nomination.
She was my favorite character in the movie.
Yeah,
same. By the time she walked in the shop and I was like, oh, everybody came. I was like, you know what? I fuck with it. That first scene was rocky, seeing her wild out like that.
Beat up on that girl like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was wrong. That was messed up.
Yeah.
But she really won me over. Because I felt like the whole, they wrote her character good. Because the whole movie was like, why is everybody acting like this is normal? She was the only one acting appropriately crazy.
Are y'all not seeing this? Right.
I like that. So shout out to that actress. I definitely agree with that nomination.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that was not to be played with.
Period. Okay. Period. Well, let's get on out of here. We'll be back at you next week.
Yes. We'll see y'all next Monday. Bye. Thanks for listening. To join in on the conversation, follow us on Twitter at TNCCpod and on Instagram at New Chitlin Circuit, and that's spelled CHITLIN. And for the latest and greatest, check out our website at thenewchitlincircuit.com.